no, listen, you can live and die on this earth and never fulfill the purpose of God. Forget the rock star. I want to fulfill the purpose of God. How about you guys? Yeah, that's okay. So, and you know, some of you have thought, oh gosh, I'm going to go to college and then I'm going to get my dream job and then I'm going to have 2.3 kids and I'm going to have a minivan and you know, you have all these things. I think I want to do this and I was going to do that. Okay. And then the but comes, ready? But then you accept Jesus into your life. Then you accept Jesus in life. And the thing about that is sometimes, oftentimes, he has different plans for your life. He has different purposes for your life. And I will tell you, wait before you freak out, bum out, cry, and all that, this and that. The plans God has for your life is always better than you can imagine. It's not like, oh gosh, God has got these dumb plans for me. It's going to be so boring and dumb. No. Listen, the plans, the purposes that God has for your life will always be awesome. It'll be awesome. Okay. So I want to say this though. You are never too young and you are never too old to find out the plans and purposes of God for your life. So I happen to have this one lady, she lives in a retirement home. And she's cracking 100 soon, okay? And she's thinking because of change in her life, what's my purpose on life? As a matter of fact, she always goes, I just want to die. I have nothing to do. I don't have any purpose. Now, I'm not making fun of her, but and so this is my message I give her all the time. I give her this message. Lady, you have purpose. God created you for purpose. Okay. And the only time you quit is when he takes you home. Okay. So praise the Lord. So everybody, whatever you are, God has a purpose. Now, I want to tell a story. 78, 79. Man, that was a long time ago. Jack and I moved to Tulsa. He's doing Rhema, going to Bible school out there. And I am a newbie. You know what a newbie is? A new believer. I am 2 years old. I finally have a Bible, okay? And I don't know much of nothing, okay? And we're out in Tulsa, and I have not gone to Rhema yet, okay? And I'm teaching in this very large Christian school, which was a total miracle I was going to be there anyway. And we ran about 500 kids. And one of the days, my lead teacher, one of the days, I think it was like Tuesday, Thursday, we had kids' chapel service. So I'd parade my second graders in, and I'd make them sit here, and every other boy, girl, don't touch anybody, be quiet, listen, okay, you know, whole thing. And my lead teacher, Kathy, comes up to me, and she goes, Dee, would you start us off in prayer? I started sputtering and shuddering, because listen, guys, I knew four prayers, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Apostles' Creed, and bless us the Lord for these I give to about to receive from about your Christ. Amen. And I was smart enough to know that those ones in the prayer, they wanted me to pray. I didn't know prayer. So I don't know. I just, you know, I have a delete button in my head. My kids make fun of me. I go, I deleted that. I don't choose to remember that. It was terrible. Okay. But here's the deal. I knew I had accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior 2 years earlier. I knew all of my sins were forgiven. I knew there was actually like a weight lifted off of me when I received Jesus. I didn't know any Bible verses about that, but I knew that much. And you know what? The interesting thing is about that is I also knew that my life from that point on was on a different track. I knew there was going to be different in my life. Now, what I'm doing today, that's how I thought of it. I mean, there was no way. I didn't even think of that. And I'm pretty sure if God would have told me all that I'm doing today, I would have run for the hills. Right? And you know, God loves us so much. He doesn't tell you everything. Like, thank you, thank you, thank you. So we're going to start with two scriptures. Write them down. I'm going to read them out of the Message Bible. So they'll pop them up here, but just write them down. You can look them up. All right? It's Colossians 1, verse 15 through 17. Colossians 1, just scribble that down, all right? And then the second one I'm going to read out of the Message Bible is Ephesians 1, 11 and 12, okay? Here we go. We look at this Son, Jesus, okay, saying we look at Jesus and see the God who we cannot see. We look at this Son, Jesus, and see God's original purpose in everything created, for everything. Everybody look at me. Say everything. Guess what? That includes you. Okay? This is including us. This is talking to us. Okay? So, for everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got its start in Him and finds its purpose in Him. Awesome. All righty? So, we're talking about what is my purpose, right? What is my purpose? And we're going to talk about how you can actually find your purpose. Today, when you walk out of here, you'll go, I know how to find my purpose. All right, next scripture is Ephesians 1. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long ago, before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, He had an eye on us. He had a design on us for glorious living. Part of the overall purpose He is working out in everything and everyone. All right, so if you're taking notes, write this down. Ready? Your real purpose is only in Jesus Christ. Your real purpose in life is only in Jesus Christ. Your real purpose is in Jesus, okay? Now, I remember before I actually received Jesus, I was kind of checking out. Actually, there's this really cool guy, and he was born again, and he was telling me about Jesus, so I would go hang out there and go to the services and then whatnot. So I was just kind of checking it out and searching back then, and this is what I'd hear people say oftentimes to me, just like they just nailed it. And they would say, hey, do you feel like you have this vacuum on the inside? I was like, huh? And then they said, do you feel like you have a void on the inside? Has anybody ever said that to you way back in the day? Matter of fact, we used to have a card, right, Ruth? That yellow card? What fills the void? That was one of our tracks. Alrighty. Well, I thought, yes, man, big time. I have this void in my life. And the funny thing about when you have a void, an emptiness in your life, you start stuffing it. Uh-huh. Anybody remember what you used to stuff in your life before Jesus stuffed in there? I'm not telling you what I stuffed it with, all right? You know, I don't want to hear what you stuffed it with, okay? So interesting. I knew there was this empty void in my life. I knew it. And you know what I also knew? Because of that, I didn't know what my purpose was. I had no clue what I was on this earth for. I was part of the void. Alrighty, but the day I received Jesus Christ, I want to tell you, something changed right away. Now, I didn't have, all the pieces were on the table. You know, that $5,000 puzzle piece thing. They were all there. And I knew that I had purpose. I just hadn't put all the pieces together. Praise the Lord. So if you're writing notes, write this down next. Ready? Finding your life purpose will clarify everything. Finding your life purpose will bring light, clarify everything. So, can I tell you, I have clarity in my life. It's one of Dolores' words, right, Bob? She says that all the time. Brings clarity. Okay, I get to hang out with Dolores on Wednesday. But listen, guys, I don't ever wake up and go, why am I doing what I'm doing? I just hate what I'm doing. I got to go to church today. Ugh, why am I doing this? I hate it. Guys, I never say that. Never. Now, I may not like some of the things that I know I'm going to run into, but listen, I jump out of bed. I'm like, I have this real clear purpose, and I'm going for it. I'm going for it, okay? Now, you all should feel the same way. You all should feel the same way. If Jesus is in your life, if you've asked him to be in your life, you should feel the same way, okay? Now, if you work at McDonald's, okay, you should be getting up and going, man, I am ready to go to McDonald's. I have a clarity that I am working for the Lord. I am excited. Okay, some of you are like, try another one, Pastor Dave. This one's not working. Okay. Well, listen, that may not be your calling forever, but just maybe God has you there because he's going to have you someday buy one of those things, and you are in the training, and God has a purpose. All right? But you're so praise the Lord. All right. Moving on to the next one. You just all love the McDonald's things. Open up to Jeremiah. This is a great scripture. Jeremiah. Matter of fact, it's one of my favorite ones. I've probably prayed this for my own life, for my children's life. As soon as I meet somebody and they're like, in life, I pray this over them. Jeremiah 29, verses 11. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Praise God. For I know the plans. Oh, let me say that word again, the P word. For I know the plans I have for you. You know, when I read that, I'm like, oh my goodness, God has plans for me. Come on, guys. God has plans for you. That's incredible. Okay. God, who created the heavens, the earth, has done incredible things, decided he's got plans for you. That should make you smile. That should get you out of bed. You should do that to your teenager. Just come and yell in their ear, God has plans for you now. Get out of bed. Okay, they're going to love you. Okay, I didn't do that one. I thought, yeah, that's a good one. Okay, moving right along. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you. Now, that's not real popular in everybody's camp. God has plans to prosper you. There are some people, no, God wants you dirt poor and humble. All right? Yeah, but wait a minute, I just read that. What did you read? It says, I have plans to prosper you. Everybody say that. God, you have plans to prosper me. Man, I love that. All right, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Now write this word down on your paper. Plans, equal sign, purpose. Plans, then write your equal sign, purpose. All right. Because today, what are we talking about? What is my purpose? What is my purpose? So how about we replace that word plans, we take that out of that scripture, and we put purpose. All right? I know, we can do it. I know we can do it. Okay, so I'm going to read it to you. Ready? For I know the purpose I have for you, declares the Lord, a purpose to prosper you. Yay! God has a purpose to prosper me, okay? Not to harm you, all righty? So, see that part, not to harm you? People say a lot of junk about God, don't they? Oh, God, this terrible thing happened to me so God could get my attention. Anybody hear some junk like that about God? My God? They say that about him, okay? They say bad things about him, all right? But listen, when I read that, it says, God doesn't do that. It says, I do not have a plan to harm you. I do not have a plan to harm you. I have a purpose to give you a hope and a future. Okay, second thing, write this down. Ready? God has good plans for you. God has good plans for you. All the time, always. All right. And the reason why I say this is I think you need to have this really settled in your life. Like it is cemented in there, okay? That God does not have evil plans for you. God does not do evil. He doesn't have evil plans, all righty? You know, people always say, you know, all this bad stuff's happening to me. This happened to me. This happened. You know, I love it when they say, oh, bad things come in three. I've had three bad things come. It's from God. And then they slap on this disgusting sentence. Ready? It's the sovereignty of God. Like they pawn it off on God. It's the sovereignty of God, all these bad things. Okay, write this down. God is sovereign. But, I love buts, but he's sovereign to his word. And I am glad that he's sovereign, but he is sovereign to the word, his word. Okay, now, everything from the new covenant, you know, the New Testament on, he is sovereign to that. That's what applies to you. Alrighty? That's your promise. Like God has a hope and a future. Okay, God's blessings. God is healing. God has God is a protector. God will never leave you or abandon you. God is. I can just go on. Okay, praise the Lord. Did I bring that up? Okay, if you don't know what God is or what God's plans are for you, please go in our bookstore. We got these little books. They're called God's Promises for You. Right? Do we have one of those? We got a whole bunch of good things in there. And just go in there and just find them by the topic, all righty? And just find out all the good things in the new covenant. And Jesus says, this is a new and better covenant. They're for you. So God has good plans for you. Amen? All righty. Praise the Lord. Do you know what? God has good plans for me. He has good plans for you. He even has good plans for people who live in York, PA. We are on the map with God, right? God has good plans for us. Praise the Lord. All righty. Can I read you a quote? It's not going to be up on the screen because I have too many other things here. This is written by Miles Monroe. Anybody know who he is? He's gone home to be with the Lord. He's a mighty man of God, faithful, just a teaching gift and a wisdom. Okay, anyway, here we go. He said this, the greatest tragedy in life is not death. Why? I'm going home to be with Jesus. That's cool, right? Okay, so the greatest tragedy in life is not death, but life without reason. Purpose. Life without purpose, okay? It is dangerous to be alive and not know why you were given life or not know why you were given purpose on the earth. That's pretty bold. That's pretty, like, can't think of a word. Okay, so you know, when I think about this, it says it's dangerous to be alive and not know God's purpose. Now, how many of you in your BC days, before you knew Jesus, you were doing some dangerous, dumb stuff? I'm not looking at anybody, okay? I'm looking down here, all right? And then you receive Jesus and you start thinking, oh my goodness, I was on a path that was really dangerous because I didn't know the Lord and I didn't know my plans and my purposes and I didn't know what Jesus had done for me. Blessed be, I'm here today and alive. I remember, is it Jeff Kemper? Jeff Kemper tells a story where he's a race car driver, one of those little, you know, thingies there. So, I've never been to one of those. And he just lived on the edge, like, ridiculous, and ended up smacking it into a wall. His body's all busted up. And years later, he goes, man, it was really dangerous what I was doing in my life before I knew the Lord. Okay, praise God. So, anybody ever do stupid stuff now? You know the Lord? I'm trying not to. All right, look over at Psalm 139. Psalm 139, verse 16. This is a mind-boggling scripture. Your brain, if you camp out here for a whole day, you're going to still go tilt, tilt, tilt. But it's so good. It's so good. Okay, here we go. Psalm 139, verse 16. For your eyes saw my unformed body. So he's talking about before you were even born. Okay, God's talking about before you were even born. So your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. So he's saying, before I lived one day on this planet, before I was born, before I even hit the came on this planet, before I was born, God already had purpose for me. God already had purpose for you. Isn't that incredible? So don't tell me, I don't know what to do in life. Gee whiz. God has purpose for you, okay? So before I was born, God had plans that were written in this book for me. God had plans written in this book about me and for me. Isn't that bananas? All right. It just didn't do it to you. They're like, okay. All right. So again, before you were born, God had a book and he wrote plans about your hope and a future in there. And since God is good, guess what those plans were? Good. Amen. Alrighty. So if I have to sit there and think, you know what, Lord, I just want to be on the right page in the right book. Amen? I want to be on the right page in the right book with God's book and his plans and his purposes, okay? I want to be smack dab on the page of the book of God's plans for my life, and I want to walk it out. Amen. And listen, guys, there were days I was on a different book. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. You know, some people would say to me after I make that and think I'm so, what is she so excited about? Pastor D, I don't care about my name in a book. I don't care about plans of God. I just know that I'm saved. I'm going to heaven and I can do whatever I want. No, no, no. Guys, it's time to be serious. God has plans for you. He's got good plans for you, okay? I think it's time to be serious. And listen, if his plan is your doctor, lawyer, Indian church, chief, whatever, mechanic, whatever, know this, that you can't get up and go there and say, I hate my job. I've been guilty. Okay, but you got to stop saying that. You say, no, no, no. I am in God's plans and where he has me, and they're good plans, and I want to be used by the Lord. And you are a light, you are an ambassador, you're a masterpiece wherever he has you. Amen? So don't let me hear you say that. All right. So there's this book, my name is in the book, and God's got all these things planned out and written in my book. So write this down. This is what you and I need to do. This is what you and I need to do. Write this down. Your job is to discover or uncover his plans for your life. Your job is to uncover, discover his plans for your life. Now, I wish I could tell you and discover your plans. I'm working on my plans, okay? It doesn't work that way, okay? It doesn't work that way. And as much as I'm a parent and I'm telling my kids what they're going to do in life, okay, they really discover. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for them, all right? Okay. But I believe through teachings like this, you will go on a path of discovering. I like to say the journey. Let's go on the journey to discover his plans. Praise God. Turn over to Romans 12, chapter 2. This scripture tells you how to do it, how to find it, how to walk in it. Okay. This is how you will discover and uncover God's plans for your life, doing this scripture here. Y'all at Romans 12? Okay, praise God. Romans 12, 2. Do not be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to this world. Okay, conform means don't let the world squeeze you, mold you, press you into being like the world. So you know what that means? We live differently than the world. Yeah. Just telling you. Okay, just saying. Okay, here we go. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Everybody say transformed. You know that little buggy thing, caterpillar, that gets transformed into a butterfly, right? We need to have a transformation in our life. We need to have a transformation in our life. Amen? I want to be a butterfly. No. But we need to be transformed in our life. So how do you go through transformation? How do you do it? Well, Paul tells you. He said, there's only one way. You have to do it this way. I love it because I don't have to figure out 10 directions. He said, there's only one way. You do it this way. Renew your mind in the world. No, renew your mind in the word. You got to get it in you and through you. That's how you get transformed. It's real easy, right? Real easy directions. Okay. Praise the Lord. All righty. So let's read that again. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you, everybody say you, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. All righty. So how many of you like perfect? It's like saying, how many of you like the gold medal? I like gold medals, all right? How many of you like perfect? Okay, praise the Lord, okay? We all want to get perfect. So what is the perfect will of God? You ready? Walking in the plans of God. Okay. It's living out the will of God in your life. That's perfect. It's just living it. I liked, whose definition was that? Perfect, spiritually mature individuals who are living in accordance to the will of God. Perfect. Okay, so we've got the good and acceptable and perfect. Now, you may not be perfect today. That's okay, because today you're going to start this process, transformation process. And then tomorrow you're going to continue on this transformation process. And then you're going to just keep walking it out in your life. And you're going to get to perfect. You're going to walk in the will of God. You're going to get into the perfect. So don't beat yourself up. I'm not perfect in walking in the purpose of God. But it's a process. Amen? All righty. Purpose. Perfect will of God. You know how you'll know it? It'll give you joy. You're walking in the purposes of God, the plans of God. It'll just give you joy. Now, God just called me God just said, I want you to go be a missionary in India. And you're like, that's why I never asked him. I knew he would say that. Okay? And can I tell you something? You will never be happier than in the middle of the plans of God. You will never be happier than in the plans and purposes that God has. Therefore, if God said, hey, I want you to be a missionary. I am calling you to be a missionary in India. Guess what? Guess where your happy place will be? India. And nothing else will give you that joy. People say, oh, Pastor D, you shouldn't say they have joy. Yeah, you'll have joy. You'll have joy. You'll have this peace and joy because you're walking in the plans and purposes of God. Okay? Amen. All righty. What number are we on here? All righty. Plans and purposes of God. God, what is your purpose for my life? And you know, I have to tell you this, guys. God created you. You were created by God, and he created you not to take up space. He created you to do things for him. That's why you're here on this earth. That's what happens after salvation. He's got purpose for you, all righty? So let's say if you're a doctor, and maybe God wants you to be a doctor who funds people to go on missions trips. I happen to go to a doctor that would help my kids actually go on missions trips. He'd write them checks. I was like, thank you. Okay? But let me take it one notch up. What if your purpose is not only to be the doctor that funds other people to go on missions trips, but your purpose is to go on missions trip and be a doctor over there at least once a year? Okay? And then you say, well, I don't have time for that. I love telling God things. And you know what? You better make time. You better make time for the things that God has. Just recently, my daughter Cassie, she's my youngest one, went on a missions trip to Africa. I think I told you a little bit about it. And I was not in favor for this. What are you kidding me? You have a baby. What do you think you're doing? Don't listen to Pastor D all the time here. And she kept saying, but Mom, I feel like I'm supposed to go. I'm like, no, you don't. And a lot of good support here. Because I'll tell you later, I was looking at natural things. And she told her husband, and I thought, Cameron, on my side. And he said this, hey, if that's God's plan for your life, it's best to be in his plan than not to be in his plan. I was like, okay. So she did, and it was real interesting, the things that God brought in her life. The purpose that she thought she was going for, nothing to do with it. God was just tweaking her while she was over there, so it was wonderful. Okay, where am I? I'm going to read you another quote. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Just write this down before I read the quote. This is what we should be asking God. God, I want to do what you want me to do. God, what is it you want me to do, right? God, I want to do what you want me to do. I want to do your plans. I want to do your purposes. And God, what is it? And he'll tell you. Okay. So here's a quote. This is from a pastor. I've read a couple of his books. His name is David Crank, C-R-A-N-K. And he said this, if you find a path or a purpose or a plan, okay, if you find a path that doesn't have resistance, it's probably leading you nowhere. I didn't like that. I had that highlighted in my book, and I was like, what? Because listen, guys, everybody likes easy. Don't you like easy? I love easy. Praise the Lord, easy, all right? But so sometimes we think, if God has plans and purposes for my life, they're going to be easy because I like easy. And he's just saying, probably going to lead you nowhere, all righty? So I want you to hear this. It's not always going to be easy. Everybody say challenges. Yeah, okay. There's probably going to be some challenges as you find and you walk out these plans that God has for your life. And you know what the fun part about that is? If you choose to walk in the plans that God has for you and you encounter challenges and you go through them, guess what? You become strong. You become this person of strength. You become strong, you don't get knocked over every time because you hit some challenges. It toughens you up, and you're like, been there, done that. This is okay. So I just want to tell you again, God has a call on your life, a plan on your life, a purpose on your life. Our job is to find out what it is. And I will tell you, once you figure it out and you start walking it out, there's going to be challenges. And it is not time to quit. It's time to say, God, help me, strengthen me, show me how to walk through this. And then when you hit the other wall, you're like, ta-da! Look what God did. And it's by his grace. And look at the people you've touched. And so what if there were some challenges? Amen? And I look at some of you, I already know the challenges you've been. And then I'm going to go, ta-da, you're here and you're ready and you're strong and you're still walking out. That's great. That's amazing. Praise the Lord. All righty. I'm going to give you some more notes. If you're taking notes, write this down. If you want to find the God purpose in your life, if you want to find it, if you want to walk in it, okay, for your life, there's three different mindsets that are going to have to shift. They're going to have to change. There's three. I'm going to just give you three. I really was like, I got six. No. Just getting down to three. There's three different mindsets that are going to have to shift or change in your life if you're going to find and walk out the plans and the purposes of God. All right. So everybody's got mindsets. You know, okay. If you're an older person, I'm not putting numbers on it. How many of you eat dinner every night at the same time? Uh-huh. And it's early. They eat dinner at 4 o'clock. It's because they have lunch at 11 or something like that, okay? And I remember calling this one lady up, and I said, hey, let's, this is an elderly lady. I wanted to spend some time with her. I said, hey, let's go shopping. She says, well, I can't. It's Saturday. I do my grocery shopping. It's Saturday. I do my grocery shopping, okay? And I'm like, you don't work. What's the matter with Friday for grocery shopping, okay? So those are natural mindsets. And listen, ask my kids. I have a list of them, okay? Okay, I have them, alrighty? I do have them. But we're going to talk about, not the natural ones, we're going to talk about mindsets, okay? And the mindsets that you'll have to start to change if you're going to find and walk in the plans and purposes of God. Okay, number one, ready? The shift, the change, ready? You need to shift from temporal mindset to eternal mindset. You need to shift from a temporal to eternal. Okay, what are you talking about, Pastor D? Open up to Colossians 3, I'll tell you. Open up to Colossians 3:2. Praise the Lord. Colossians 3:2. Set your mind, or your mindset, set your mind what? And keep them on what is above or higher, and not on the things that are on the earth. Can I tell you, if you want to go higher with the Lord, you want to go further with the Lord, you're going to have to stop thinking low so you can get high. I thought, oh, I remember doing that ways back then. Okay, but stop thinking low thoughts so you can get to the high thoughts, the high places of God. Stop thinking about everything down here and get your head up here. God, what do you have for me today? Who do you want me to touch today? What's your plans today? All right? So you're going to have to get off of the low places and on to the high places. All righty? Here's another scripture. It's 2 Corinthians 4:18. Just jot it down. I'm going to read it to you. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Since we consider and look not at the things that are seen. All right, so stop looking at natural things. Stop looking at what's seen, and if you want to try to find the plans and purposes of God, all right, you're going to have to look at eternal things. So you know where I start looking if I want to figure out the plans and purposes of God? I'm going to get in the Word of God. I'm going to get quiet. Can you imagine that? Get quiet, Pastor D. Turn off everything. Leave the Facebook in another room, okay? Those are all my distractions in life and stuff like that. So I'm going to get into the eternal things, the Word of God, the presence of God, and I'm going to find, and that's the shift I have to make so I can find the plans and purposes of God for my life and walk them out. All righty. Praise God, praise God. Write this down. All righty. Let me just say this. You probably already know this. The job that you have today. Anybody got a job today? Okay, the job that you have today, guess what? Is not your ultimate for life. Now, I will say it's probably part of the plans, okay? But God's got some big plans, all right? Praise God for the job, amen? But God's got God plans and God purpose for your life, all righty? And you know, sometimes I see this happen. People are just so into everything that they've got in their life. This week, Jesse went on a vacation. And you know, we had a ton of rain. And usually you can go a whole week without cutting that lawn. I had to get out there and cut it. And I just found out. It takes 2 hours to cut that place, all right? And then I got into doing this, and I got into doing that, all right? Okay, and I could get, I can exhaust myself in being attached to things like that. Though it did have to get done, all right? But I can get attached to that. And guys, I want to tell you, you're here temporarily. Actually, Hebrews says we're passing through. We're just passing through. So don't get attached to everything here, but you do have to cut your lawn. Don't get attached to everything. We're passing through. We're going on to be with Jesus, right? Alrighty. So praise the Lord. And that's keeping your head up in the high places, alrighty? All right, now, second thing, ready? Here we go. Shift from living for self. Shift from living for self to living for others. Shift for living from self to others. Point at the person and say, you're the other. Okay. Yep. Okay. Let me give you a scripture. first let me say, as a believer, as someone who's asked Jesus Christ to come into your life, as a person who's got new life inside of you, the life of God inside of you, the love of God inside of you, this is the shift that we do. From self to others. All right, Philippians, write that down. Philippians 2, 2, and 4. Philippians 2, 2 through 4. Okay. Say, I'm living for others. For sure, Pastor D. I am. Philippians 2, 2 through 4. Fulfill my joy. This is Paul talking. Fulfill my joy by thinking the same way, having the same love, sharing the same feeling, focusing on one goal. Everybody say focus. Okay, focus on one goal. Do nothing out of rivalry, conceit, but humility. Consider others as more important than yourself. Everyone should look out not for their own, only for his own interest, but also for the interests of others. Okay, easier said than done, right? Easier said than done, because we tend to be me, 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 all right? But this is telling us we are to consider other people. We are to consider others more than ourselves. I'm telling you, shoo, that's a shift, right? That's a total change in how we do life. But guys, you've got the one who did it inside of you, so you can do it too, right? Listen, I wouldn't have left heaven for y'all. Think about it. And that was a shift. I mean, Jesus was always like that, but think about that. He left heaven for others. And that's who lives inside of you. And that's how it tells me, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I'm going to do it. All right. So one last one. Number three, shift. Ready? Shift from building your own kingdom to building his kingdom. Shift from building your own kingdom to building his, all righty? Guys, it's all about the kingdom of God, right? It's all about that, all righty? It's not about us building our little empire down here. It's about building and helping the kingdom of God. So I'm going to give you a scripture, Matthew 6:33. Matthew 6:33. This is the Amplified, and man, it just nails it. So if you don't have an Amplified, go home and look it up, ready? But seek and aim and strive after, first of all, his kingdom, right? His righteousness, his way of doing things and being right. And then all these things taken together will be given to you beside. Can I just tell you something? You can never go wrong if you are putting the kingdom of God first. Just put it first, all righty? Put it first, okay? And now, when you put the kingdom of God first, you'll find out a few things. Okay? You're going to find out a few things, such as God's moving differently. Okay? God's moving differently than he did 10 years ago. Did you know that? God's moving differently than he did 5 years ago. God's moving differently than he did last year. And you know what? It's okay. God's doing things differently. Okay? Think about it. The music we sang 10 years ago, it's not like that now, is it? Oh, what's an oldie, oldie? Can't even sing for you. All right. The music idea, yeah, don't sing, right? Yeah, you're going to sing a song from Vanessa, some of those old, okay, don't, okay. All right. So 10 years ago, our music looked one way. 5 years ago, our music looked one way. Last year to this year, our music looks different. And guys, everybody say, it's okay. Because I'm about building his kingdom, to do it his way. And it's not always about the way I like it. High five, you owe me. Okay? When you have the plans and purposes of God in your life, and it's not about self anymore, all right? It's okay. It's okay. Everybody say, it's okay. Say, I love that music. I love that music. Praise the Lord. I've been born again over 40 years. Yeah, over 40 years. Some of you have been met the Lord even longer than that. How many changes have we been through? Change after change after change, right? It's okay. As long as it's about the kingdom of God, and I'm not going to get my feathers ruffled. Well, we used to do it this way, and I don't like it that way. Big schmeal. I'm after the kingdom of God. And it's about change. Yep. Let me tell you, when Sherry showed up on the scene, oh my gosh, change this, change that. And I was dragging my feet, kicking and screaming, everything. So I would get her and I'd go, well, I have to pray about it. Thought I'd be religious and stuff like that. For everything. My favorite one was she wanted those basketball hoops down there. I was like, we can't do that. So I thought I'd do this. I call your office, the insurance office, and I go, hey, we want to put these things. Well, we can't do that, right? Well, yes, you can. I said, what happens if someone breaks a leg, hangs himself, does this? Blah, 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 blah. You're covered. I was like, change. There's a song like that. Change. All right. So we have to have a mindset that the kingdom of God is first, and it's not my kingdom that I'm building, it's his kingdom. Amen? All right. Now, I want to tell you something I do probably every day, sometimes a lot of times during the day, and you ought to try it. And this is what I'll do. God, it's not my will, it's your will. God, if I'm doing something that's not your will, your plan, tell me. Then he sends Sherry in the door, tells me, okay? Right. Okay? And you know what? Actually, we could actually say that like this. God, I don't want my purpose, I want your purpose. You ought to write that down. God, I don't want my purpose, I want your purpose. Alrighty? And I got a scripture for you. Turn over to Luke 22:24. Praise the Lord. Luke 22:24. Okay, so Jesus is getting ready to die on the cross. This is the scene. Here we go. And he says, Jesus says, Father, if it is your will or your purpose or your plan, take this cup away from me. Right? Y'all know that part? And then he goes, nevertheless, not my will, my purpose, but your will be done. Guys, Jesus is getting ready to suffer the worst pain any person had ever lived. He's going to go be nailed on a cross. And you know, by the way, he wasn't the only person that was ever nailed on a cross. That was kind of like their favorite way of torturing you back then. He was not the first. Did you know that? Sure, Pastor D, I knew that. Okay, but listen to this. Hallelujah. The difference between Jesus, who's going to be nailed on a cross, and all the other ones is Jesus was going to be the only one that would take every one of your sins, past, present, and future. He's the only one that was going to take all your sins, take every one of your diseases, put them on the cross, carry them away, so you would not have to. That's pretty cool, right? Aren't you glad God said, I'm putting it on him so I don't have to put it on you? That still gives me goosebumps. Praise the Lord. Alrighty. Write this down if you're still taking notes. Praise the Lord. Ready? You ready? Pain comes with change. Smile. Pain comes with change, okay? So sometimes when you start asking, sometimes, not all the time, not my will, God, I want your will. Not my plans, God, I want your plans for my life, okay? Can I tell you sometimes there's pain associated to that change? There's pain associated to that change. I swore, and I'm learning to say never, but I swore I would never go back to school. I cheated to get my way through it. I won't tell you my average when I finally got out of it. And I hated school. I love partying. I just had a wonderful time in college. It's just wonderful. I love all my friends. It was just wonderful. But I never wanted to go to school. And God dropped in my heart. He says, I want you to go to Rhema. No, you can't cheat. There are Christians there. They're full of the Holy Ghost. They're going to know. I was really seriously thinking that. And I want to tell you, it was painful to make that change. One, I had to never say never. Two, I had to open a book, finally. Read a book, finally. Found out I could get A's. It's really wonderful when you study, okay? But it was really painful in the beginning, okay? Just a funny story about me, alrighty? So, pain. Sometimes it's pain. Praise the Lord. Has anybody ever decided, today I'm going to start a diet? Right? Okay? Do you know there's pain associated with that? Because you're going to ask me to go out to, or I'm going to ask you to go out to lunch afterwards. And you're going to want to, and you're going to go, oh, sure, let's go out and eat. Okay, there's pain at that point because you're not going to stick to what you just said, right? Yep, we're on day one again. Here we go, all right? And you know what the pain is? If I do go with you, I can't have that. I love those brownies with the vanilla ice cream and the chocolate sauce. It's pain to go on a diet, right? Change, all right? How about this one? How many of you used to work out way back in the day, you know, used to bench press and do all that kind of stuff, and you decide, I am going to get in shape. And then you go to the gym, and you are bench pressing, you know, just like you did in 30 years ago. And the next day, you get up. It's like everybody ripped the muscles out of your chest, right? There's a little pain that goes with that. Now, that's natural things, okay, just to get you laughing. But listen, a lot of times there's pain associated to the change so I can walk through the plans and purposes God has for my life. One. No, I won't tell you what I'm doing. Okay. So, praise the Lord. You know, who was that? Was that Arnold Schwarzenegger that wrote No Pain, No? Was that one of his movies? What? Who said that? It's so good. Oh, okay. I'll be back. Okay. But listen, walking in the spiritual things of God, sometimes they are some pain to get gain. Okay, but I'm telling you, you walk out the things that God's dropped in your heart, woo, you're going to get strengthened on the inside. Alrighty, so I'm going to give you a homework. Ready? This is your homework. This is your challenge. Someone, they said you shouldn't give people homework, you should give them a challenge. All right, whatever you like. All right, here, write this down. Ask God in prayer to reveal his plan, his purpose. Ask God in prayer what is his plan and purpose for you. All right. Now, it might take you some decluttering. Like, you just get away. All right. By the way, 2 hours on the riding lawnmower, you can have great times with God. Just found that out. Okay? Till I ran out of gas. And, of course, it's all the way up here. And I go over there and do all that stuff like that. But just get quiet this week. I really challenge you because God created you with a plan, his plan. And I want to tell you something. His plan affects people. He's placed people in your life. And if you don't, okay, so let's affect people. Let's affect the world. Let's tell them who the Savior is and then disciple them and all that good stuff. So anyway, so what's your homework? Okay, let's bow our head and close our eyes. Someone asked me, this is one of my questions I get asked, okay, but I'm not going to preach a whole sermon on. Pastor D, why do you tell everybody to bow their heads and close their eyes? Because some of you are ADD, one. Two, we're going to reverence the one we're going to. We're going to show reverence to the one we're going to, okay? Don't reverence me, but we're going to, when we say pray, we're going to go into the heavenlies. We're going to go into the throne room of God. We're going to go before the one who loves us. So let's just bow your head, close your eyes. No peeking. Okay, praise the Lord. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we are so thankful for a plan and a purpose you have for everyone's life here. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the revealer and that you speak and you guide us into these plans and the purposes you have for our lives. Father, I also ask that if there's anybody here and they've just like, they've quit, they've given up, I just pray that Holy Spirit, you just stir them up. Don't give up. Seek me. I've got plans for you. Plans to prosper you. Good plans and a hope and a future. So I thank you, Father, as we draw near to you this week and we just spend that time, you speak, we hear, and we will walk out your plans and your purposes in this earth, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.